Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Strawberry Alarm Clock bringing this back. Look it up. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, our good friend, longtime dozen-year member of our Brain Trust. Her website is unitymarketingonline.com. Is that right?
That is right. We got a lot of information there.
A lot of stuff there, especially if you're a retailer, if you're B2C, and you can check out all of her books. She's written a handful, five or six or so, including a brand new one called Shops That Pop, coming out in about a month or so. And you can they pre-order right now, Pam?
Yes, we can. In fact, my publisher is offering a special discount, so I encourage people to visit. It's Paramount Market Publishing. That's the name of my publisher. So we've been with them for years. So
check that out.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Shops That Pop. We're talking about how the research, and folks, she's a researcher. She's not just a talking head. She's a serious researcher on why people do what they do when they buy stuff for themselves as a consumer.
Right.
And the Shops That Pop thing is you're helping people understand why the fact that the people with money to spend are moving back to Main Street, and these are the things they're looking for, right?
Exactly. I mean, that, again, if we look across the economy, I mean, the middle class just has lost $5,000 worth of spending power. And, okay, gasoline now is cheap, but they're not spending the extra money.
They're saving that money. Yeah.
No, it's not like that's a whole lot of extra money.
So what are some of the other tips that we're going to find in the book?
Well, I mean, we really want to encourage your customers to be involved. And, you know, in research, there's two factors that directly impact how much money a customer spends in a retail store. And one of them is the amount of time they spend in the store.
Mm-hmm.
So I have ideas around building curiosity and how you can keep them in the store longer. So that's an important thing. So the longer they spend in the store, and then the more they touch and interact with the merchandise, with the salespeople, with everything that's going on in the store. So that's part of the involvement. So you want to get people to touch and taste. And, you know, some retailers, you know, I profile one called Feast. That's a specialty gourmet food store. And everything, you know, whatever you want, they'll give you a taste of it. They have lots of stuff out for you to taste, but, you know, you're curious about a cheese, they'll give you a taste. So they involve you. Another store is a gift store up in New York State, Grapevine Farms. And what they do is every morning they bake cookies in the store so that you have the aroma of baking cookies, and people can get a cookie, can sample the cookies. They're not selling cookies, but
right.
Guess what? They're using cookies as a way of ultimate customer
It works
involvement.
For me.
I know.
I'm the original cookie monster.
Yeah. Well, you think about those, there's lots of different senses that you can interact with people, and so the smell and the sights. Here's the other thing.
You put a smile on everyone's face when you do stuff like that. And what there's nothing when somebody comes in your door and you make them smile, nothing bad will come from that.
No, exactly. I mean, it's all about that person-to-person connection. And that's why, you know, again, part of, you know, retail, we think of retail as my business is to sell products, you know, deliver products, bring products in and sell them.
Right.
But that's not your real business. Your real business is to deliver value to people and make them delighted.
Do you agree with me, though, Pam, that you still have, even though you're retail, even though you're Main Street, you've got a front door and a bell that rings when they open the door, all that, you want them to come in, they want to come in. Do you agree with me that you still have to have an online presence that helps them look at you and see what you have at night when they're watching television or whatever on their laptop or their phone? They still want to be able to do that, even though they're going to come down and touch your stuff.
Right. Well, you know, the fact is, I mean, you know, it used to be 20 years ago, you had to have an ad in the Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you have to have a website because that's the new Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody, you know, phones, everybody's got cell phones anyway.
And your website has to conform to the phone because that's what she's doing, right? The shopper's sitting on in her chair flipping through her phone.
But, you know, one thing that stops lots of small specialty retailers from launching into the Internet, and I understand this, I mean, besides the fact that the technology is scary, is they think, oh, I have to put all of my products online. And you really don't need to do that. I mean, you can be very, very successful online by having a very welcoming homepage and more of a quote-unquote brochure type of website rather than one that sells. Now, you might sell a few of your best-selling items or something that's, you know, flagship or something that's unique to you. My a friend, we profile them, a small pet store. Now, her bread and butter business is selling high-quality pet foods. People come in, they don't buy it online, but she does have some specialty gift items for pets, like paw print things and, you know, things that she does specially with local craftspeople. Now, those things are accessible online. Mm-hmm. So retailers don't need to be overwhelmed. I mean, they get overwhelmed.
But that's a little mix. That's a mix that you need to decide what's best for you and your and the expectations of your customers.
Exactly.
We're not trying to tell you how far to go one way or the other, but you do have to be represented there. Pam,
you've got to be there.
Your book's coming out in a month. I want you to come back.
It's less than a month. It's going to be a couple of weeks.
Okay, good, good. We want you to come back soon.
Please.
And we'll spend some more time in it.
Thank you, Jim. So nice to be with you this morning.
Enjoyed it. You always do a great job. Shops at Pop, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out at unitymarketingonline.com. That's Pam's website. We'll get Pam back. She's got a lot more to teach us very soon. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Down to the crossroads, down out of my name. That's all I've ever said.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.